Paul here with today's tip to help you pass ACLS. Today's tip is on another of the reversible causes of H's and T's, tamponade. When blood or other fluids accumulate in the sac around the heart, it is called a pericardial tamponade. As little as 200 milliliters of blood, or a little over 3/4 of a cup, can cause pericardial tamponade. The pericardium is a thick fibrous sac that surrounds the heart. This sac does not have the ability to expand much, so, as fluids accumulate, it compresses the heart, limiting its ability to pump. In this case, the electrical system is functioning fine. There is a physical inability for the heart's chambers to fully open and fill with blood so that it can be ejected during contraction. As we are working a code and begin to consider the reversible cause H's and T's, what are some things in the patient's history or physical signs that may lead us to suspect a tamponade, and what do we do to correct it? There are many causes of tamponade. Bleeding is a common cause of tamponade and can be caused by blunt or penetrating chest trauma or sudden deceleration injuries such as seatbelt injuries during a car crash. Iatrogenic complications from PCI, coronary artery bypass surgery, or other procedures where the coronary arteries or the vena cava can be injured during cannulization, or can be caused by complications of severe myocardial infarction leading to a transmural rupture. Tamponade can also be caused by acute or chronic infections or malignancies where the fluid buildup could be a pus-like substance. If any of these factors are noted in the patient's history, a tamponade could be the possible cause of this patient's cardiac arrest. Some signs that may have been present prior to the arrest that further support the possibility of a tamponade include tachycardia, JVD, muffled heart sounds, and a narrowing blood pressure, signified by a falling systolic blood pressure, but a sustaining or rising diastolic blood pressure. If the patient is arrested, PEA is a common finding as the electrical system of the heart is functioning fine, but mechanically the heart cannot pump blood. Eventually, the myocardium will become hypoxic, then irritable, and go into fibrillation or asystole. Because the symptoms of cardiac tamponade are similar to those of tension pneumothorax, which is another reversible H&T cause, it is vital to listen to bilateral breath sounds prior to performing an intervention. For tension pneumothorax, the treatment goal is to release the thoracic pressure by needle decompression or insertion of a chest tube. For cardiac tamponade, the treatment is reducing the pressure by evacuating the fluid around the heart via a pericardiocentesis. In pericardiocentesis, a needle is passed through the chest wall and into the pericardium. Once the tip of the needle is in the pericardial space, gentle pressure is applied on the syringe to evacuate any fluids. Pericardiocentesis should only be performed by people that have been trained appropriately and are working within their scope of practice. When pericardiocentesis is effective, the patient will show almost immediate improvement. If you found this review helpful, be sure to follow or subscribe on your preferred podcast app and consider sharing PASS ACLS Tip of the Day podcast resource with your friends on LinkedIn or other social media so that they can have a little help passing their class too. I'm here to help you and your friends pass ACLS. Thanks for listening and best of luck with your class.